Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. Our topic today is how to survive in any season. I am your host, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, Daisey, 644478 at keen.com for readings. The call-in number for the show is 646-378-1297. Well, let's go to our cosmic weather. Well, as everybody knows, Mercury's retrograde, but there's other things that are affecting it. Venus is square Saturn, and this is an irritating aspect, along with Venus in a difficult aspect with Uranus. The Mercury retrograde is a time not to push forward on anything. Ladies and gentlemen, our planet aspects indicate that we need change in our life. Mercury and Neptune aspect is clouding our judgment a little bit. So it's time to retreat, time to take care of your mind and body, and just kind of get away from this. All right, our health tip for today is taken from the book, The Country Doctor's Kitchen Secrets Handbook. And it's FCNA Medical Publishing Company. And it talks about inactivity. Warning, it says, inactivity is deadly as smoking. If you don't get any exercise, you're not alone. Experts say one-third of the adults in the world are inactive. And that figure is even higher in Western nations like the United States. In a recent worldwide study, researchers looked at what happens to people when they don't get any physical activity at all, to say nothing of the recommended 150 minutes per week of moderate activity. They found that this inactivity is even more deadly than smoking, statistically speaking. This is because lack of exercise contributes to deaths from heart disease, diabetes, cancers, colon cancer, and breast cancer. That makes it a serious public health problem, blamed for more than 5 million deaths each year. Just get out and walk. You know, if you have a dog, take your dog for a nice walk. We need to be active. Okay, our scripture today is taken from the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. And hear the word of God. Bring you all the tithes into my storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me. See, he's challenging us to prove him. Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, Yahweh, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you shall not have room enough to receive. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time, saith the Lord of hosts. So God is saying to us to prove him. And as tithers, and I'm a tither, I'm speaking for myself here, and as tithers, we have an insurance policy against loss. I mean, I'm not going to say trouble doesn't come. I just recently dealt with some. But I'm saying that some challenges will still beset us. And I just recently faced some challenges. In Leviticus 25:21, God prepares for us times. He prepares us for times of drought, recession, depression, etc. Psalm 1 and verse 3 says, whatsoever we set our hands to will prosper. Other scriptures like Proverbs 3:10, Leviticus 25:21, Numbers 14:7, Deuteronomy 6:7. These are all places that are reference to what I'm talking about. God has asked me as his servant to command his blessing over my listeners, my callers, and friends of Spiritual Perceptions. I command blessings over you to have the most fruitful year ever in 2018. I command you to prosper. I command you to be healed. I command you to be a blessing over others. In Yeshua's name, in the name above all names, Jesus Christ. And again, I want to reiterate the call-in number for this show is 646-378-1297. And what is the number one thing that hits us in economy droughts and depressions and low bank account? Fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. Fear leads to depression and a lot of other negative aspects. And remember, negative thinking leads to toxicity in the body. It all boils down to this: believe. Believe God, no matter how it looks or how it feels. We as individuals look for acceptance and trust in our intimate relationships and friendships. Trust and acceptance. Well, God is no different. He wants your love and trust, and he always accepts you. No matter what you've done, no matter what you look like, no matter what's in, you know, if you're being shamed, God loves you. God loves you. And unfortunately, we're living in a world today where cynicism and skepticism have filled our culture. We need to stop the habit of questioning and doubting the possibilities of God. I'm not saying people, the possibilities of God. It's not whether God will help, it's whether we believe it. There are enough critics and complainers in this world. We need to have people who are solution-minded people, and that's us. Okay, I'm going to stop here and start taking some calls here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Janet.
Hi.
It's Linda. Hey.
Hi, Linda.
You know what's funny? Not ha-ha funny, but today, Spirit told me to pray for you before the show. And what I prayed for
you
is what you just prayed for us. I'm telling you, it's like, I was listening to that, I was like, oh, wow.
No, there's a very good reason for that. I'm not going to go on too over the air, but thank you very much. And, you know, I appreciate prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at you.
So,
let's look at you. Anything
specific? Yeah, look at me. No, you kind of got my general idea, I think.
Okay. You're getting ready to move. You need courage right now. And the first card is rebirth, which means you're completely going to change everything from the way it was in the past to your highest potential. You received a very strong blessing recently, and you just need courage to know that things are going. I've got a card of spirituality. You've received a lot of spiritual blessing.
Oh, yes.
You're getting ready
yes.
to move, and I got within two.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in the present mind. So it could be as little as 2 days, well, 2 hours, 2 days, or 2 weeks, but no more than 2 months. But I'm going to say 2 weeks. And even though Mercury's retrograde, I think you're going to be surprised at the doors that open. You know.
Okay.
You are being blessed for your, scripture says that God blesses those who diligently seek him. You know, some people seek him because they want something. Well, we're the same way. We don't want somebody to love us because they want something. God doesn't want us to love him because we want something. He gives us everything. Those who diligently seek him, he's convinced that, well, he knows our heart, whether we're making the truth or not. But you've been diligently seeking him, and you are about to receive blessings.
Just one teeny-weeny question. I know we're not supposed to worry and ponder and all that stuff, but I went on a job interview last week. I know, but I just wanted
I know it's
to
hard.
Know if
and
they're going to hire
just remember these aspects I gave you.
I feel
they're not helping us. They are not helping us not to be anxious. They're not helping us to have our judgment maybe be a little clouded. These are irritating aspects, and there are people who are going, you know, chaotic right now.
That's why I can tell blessings are coming, because I have all these things, like, try and stop me from getting my blessings, and it's like Satan gets in the way, and he's saying, oh, look, you're never going to get it. You're never going to get it. It's not going to happen. That's when I stop what I'm doing, no matter I'm driving, whatever, and I pray, and it goes away.
That's exactly his MO. Mm-hmm. You see, when Jesus was baptized, and he came up out of the water, and then the Spirit landed on him, and the voice came from heaven and said, "This is my Son, in whom I'm well pleased." He immediately went into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and he was hungry. So what did the devil do? Mm-hmm. He approached him with his hunger and said, "If you be the Son of God, trying to get him to question his identity, cast these stones into bread." And Jesus told him, "No, man should not live by bread alone." He gave him hunger. And that's what we need to do. We need to tell him.
Nope.
I tell him, "Shut up, you're a liar. You're the father."
Get away. Yeah, same thing. Get away. But
I've had him wake me up in the middle of the night, and I see him there, and I go, "Oh, it's you. What do you want besides trouble? Get out. This is a house of God."
Oh, I like that one. I'm gonna do that next time. I like it. So,
yeah.
But can you answer the question about my job that I want that I need?
You're going to be surprised. Again, I got the card of spirituality giving you hope. And you hold on to that hope, because hope makes not ashamed, the scripture said. And he is working with trying to get you to analyze your situation, trying to get you to believe that what you're wanting is hopeless, but it is not hopeless. You are going to see that you will not be defeated. You're more than a conqueror through him who saved us, through Jesus. You need to listen to your spiritual side and not the way it looks. And we're all tested with that.
Okay.
You know,
it's kind of like what you said in the beginning, not to push forward.
Yeah,
and
don't push
and
things
clouding
right now.
Judgment.
Just work on ourselves.
Just let it happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why these irritating aspects are present. These are to get dysfunctional things out of the way. So.
Oh.
But children of God, beloved ones, God loves you. You focus on yourself, getting yourself ready. You're getting ready to move very shortly. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I want to let everybody know that's listening to this show, I pray for you too. Okay. God bless you all.
We
thank
love
you,
Linda. Bye-bye. We love you.
Love
and
you too.
Thank you for praying for us. And we need to be around people who pray for one another. That's what we need.
Yes.
We need to. Yes. We come together here and we get elevated by the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
amen.
You.
In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Bye-bye.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for calling. Thank you for participating with the Spiritual Perceptions. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Better.
Just anything you'd like to tell me.
Okay. Okay, the first card is the Queen of Swords, and it has to do with our imagination. And our imagination is stimulated by things we see. It only takes 1/25th of a second to program somebody. Remember the movies when they used to flash, or even the drive-in movies, and they'd flash the concession stand, and everybody get
up
and
start going
by.
Let's all go to the snack bar,
Yeah, go to the snack bar.
Yeah, let's all go to the snack bar.
You're to use your skills. You're being tested in your mind a little bit, and money failures haven't helped, but you have money coming, and it looks like, real quick here, it's not a long wait. First, there's a smaller amount of money, and then there's a large amount of money. And the smaller amount comes first.
Okay.
The smaller amount comes first, but it puts things into action. But before this year is out, you will be financially secure.
Oh, what a blessing that will be.
Yeah.
That is wonderful.
And, you know,
okay.
we struggle because we're natural human beings and we live in the natural. And it, just like these planets, you know, are real testy today and yesterday. And, you know, we feel that and we're affected by that, by our gravitational pull. But we just have to remember that this physical life has its ups and downs. And but God's kingdom and God's way of doing things is where your security is. And the basis of everything has to do with whether we believe or not. And, you know, we need to understand our unbelief. And so we need to just do the right thing when things have come in the way or are looking bad. That's a realization that the enemy is trying to convince you. You know, he attacks our identity. He attacked Jesus' identity. He wanted him to do something that, like, he had to prove who he was. Well, he didn't have to prove who he was. He told him, man shall not live by bread alone. And he attempted him with all areas in which we're tempted in. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the hunger, right? And the next thing he did was flash the whole world before him, and he goes, the lust of the eyes. I can give you this if you bow down and worship me. And Jesus responded again with scripture. That's, thou shalt worship the Lord God, and only him shall you serve. So we have to, the best thing to counter is with using the word, speaking the word over yourself, positive affirmations. And I'm getting one for you. I believe that I will experience a new beginning in God. You need to say that to yourself. I believe that I will experience a new beginning in God because it's getting ready to happen. Okay?
Okay. I'm writing. Okay. This is one. Trying to catch up. This is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. We love you.
God
loves
you.
We love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right back at you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Daisy.
Oh, yes.
Hi, it's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm hanging in there. How are you?
I'm good. Been a little rough with the smoke. I got a little bit of congestion.
Oh, I know. I've been seeing that on TV.
California's on fire.
I know. They say this is the biggest one too, right?
In history, yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
Yep. But you know, we're okay so far, and it looks like it's clearing out. It's a little better today, so I'm thinking it's going to be good now.
I hope for rains, major rains to come.
So do I. Thank you. There's two of us, Lord. We're agreeing. Matthew 18:19. What can I do for you?
I wanted to get an overview.
Okay. You just come through a destructive period. The Tower is your first card, and that's the breakup of a relationship. It also could be the ending of a career, and I think both are true here. And it's crossed by, it broke your heart, but it's crossed by the Sun, which, you know, I said this year, 2018, the theme is on recognizing and knowing the truth is going to come forth about a relationship or about the people, maybe people that are not like-minded, and, you know, not everybody's dedicated. It's like we know, I know, and you know, we both worked in nursing homes. Not everybody has the client's best interest. It's about getting a paycheck, and they do very little. And then there are people who want to go home with a clear conscience like you and I, and we're not always understood. But it looks like you will leave the health profession for a little bit, but there is something coming up in a different career, and there's a new man coming into your life.
Okay. Okay, how soon?
Now, the old one is attached to you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he runs to you for solace, you know, comfort, and to be understood and to be loved. But he doesn't have your, you know, he's being self-centered here. It's all about him.
Yeah. True.
But he does care about you, and one of these days he's really going to regret these actions. Okay, you're going to meet someone here who's really going to treat you good. The other end of the spectrum, he's going to spoil you. And you might go, what's this? I'm not used to this. The other one, the past, will have a lot of regrets, may try to come back. He is going to have an awakening that he had someone very beautiful in his life.
Okay.
But this is coming real soon. Let me see if I can. Mercury retrograde, it's hard to get exact timing here. Adventure's coming right up. Now, he's a professional man. He is an executive quality. He has a lot of people working under him. I got four, so that's in the near future, so I'm going to say within a month.
Okay. And then the one from the past
I keep getting in and out. You know, when things fail for him, he needs you for solace. He needs you to. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, you're a comforting person to him.
Mm-hmm.
You comfort him, and he seems to want to tell you the truth about things, but it's not equal. It's not fair. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's thinking about himself.
Yeah. Okay. So no surprises
coming
from him.
I'm going to tell you, you are deserving of someone to. He sees these. That he gets comfort for you. He runs to you like running to mom, you know, and you feel better. You feel better. You know, you get that hug. You feel warm and fuzzy. But he's not allowing for your side of the spectrum, for your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, you know, he's going to regret this. One day he's not going to be able to run to you.
Right. Okay.
You're
going
to go, sorry. I have someone in my life.
Okay, well, that's good.
And this is a year to show us that, you know, the right combination. I said this several radio shows. The right combinations are coming together, and the wrong combinations are going south or ending.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you still see a surprise coming that you've talked to me about each time?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Look at that. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's going to help ground you. It's going to help you get over this emotional. You're very intuitive, and you have a lot of gifts. God gives us all gifts. And I'm going to talk about that in a little bit, these gifts. Mm-hmm. But this is a time for you. You know, I listened to a motivated speaker who was talking about he and his wife were set on this property, and it was empty, so they went over there using all the spiritual things we know. They claimed it. They walked around and prayed for it and everything, but the door shut.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't understand why that door shut. But then later on, they bought another property, and they've doubled their money within a year. So, see, God had a better thing in store. And we don't always understand that when we're going through emotional stuff.
True.
God's got some good things in store for you coming right up.
I think getting a full-time secure job, too, which I haven't had in a very long time, would also help the anxiety and the fear and the stress in me, and it would carry over into other areas of my life. So I feel like I'm in a holding pattern right now, too, because of the job situation. I can't be happy with myself. I mean, I can't be happy with somebody else unless I'm happy with myself first. And I feel like I need to...
And this is true. You know, I say a lack of money is a lack of love. You don't feel like you're
mm-hmm.
loved when you don't
mm-hmm.
have enough money. And
yeah.
But that's coming right up. I promise a good change.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for participating with Spiritual Perception. You know, we come together, we feed our spirit. You know, we feed our bodies every day, but we come together and we feed our spirit. And that's what the show's about, to help us enter. And we are entering a time of change. Everything, numerology, astrology, it's all indicating that things are going to change.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to stay
mm-hmm.
status quo. Okay?
Good. All right. Thank you.
You're
God
welcome.
Bless.
God bless.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Okay, John 16, verse 9 shows us about unbelief. And we need to see that unbelief is the basis of all sin. All sin. Every action of sin is a reaction of unbelief. The number one thing Satan wants to accomplish in our lives is the use of fear, that he wants us to fear that God won't keep his promises. And he sets out to convince us of that. And he is a master of illusion. And so he uses the natural to make it look bad. And this is a big test for all of us. And Scripture has 103 verses on spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians 12 in the King James Version says, gifts are given unto man. However, the original Greek word for that, hekatos, which means to embrace everyone. So it's not just it's mankind. That's why I always say when I talk about man, I'm talking about mankind, because God embraces all of us. And in Galatians, it talks about there is no such thing as male or female in the spirit. We're all one in Christ, so there's no difference there. And God wants us to prosper. 2 John 2, he wants us above all things to prosper and be in health. And how do we prosper? When we give to bless, and when we give to the Lord of the harvest blesses us. And, of course, this will be tested too. Anything you pray for, there'll be a testing on it. So if we do God's system, his system and his way of doing things, we will reap abundantly and we will prosper. There is no way that you can sow good seed that you won't reap. Acts of kindness, you will be blessed. No matter what the world is doing, there's your answer. In the Old Testament, Isaac was in a land of famine. And what did he do? He sowed in that land. And what happened? He reaped 100-fold in the same year. We're heading into a great evangelism, more than we've seen in a long time. And there's great abundance with it. So put yourself in position to reap abundantly. Proverbs 10:2 says, an act of kindness for someone else will save you from the enemy. It'll save you from death, death of marriages, death of relationships, death of finances. Just follow God's way of doing things, and you will be saved. The world's in chaos right now. It's going to continue to be in chaos. There's lots going on politically. But as believers, we have to get above that. And good affirmations over yourself is the way to do it. And another reason to experience God's blessings is to think positive thoughts. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5 says, our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Speak positive words. Proverbs 18, 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And Acts 20, 35, do positive actions. And remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ when he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So the world may be chaotic right now, but speak blessings over yourself. But most of all, we got to get unbelief out of the way. Like I gave to one of our callers, I believe that I will experience a new beginning in God. I believe that every yoke of sickness, depression, anxiety, financial trouble, family problems, and more will be broken off in my life. I believe that I will be productive in the image of Christ. That's what we got to get unbelief out of the way. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy. It's Vicki. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes.
Hey. Okay, good.
Can you hear me? How all right? You? I have a little background noise with the fan. It's in the 90s.
Oh, no,
up
I don't
here.
Hear it. Well, I'm
okay,
at work.
Good.
You might hear my
relentless
phone.
Heat. Relentless heat and relentless smoke.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Ugh. Had a weird dream last night about this guy, Derek. Weird dream. And it's been the last few nights. Don't know what that's about.
Okay. Well, I think you're intuitively picking up here. It seems that he is experiencing some kind of loss. There's a loss financially. There's an emotional loss. There's an emotional battle. And, you know, he just seems to fall short of making his goals here because of emotional entanglements from the past. He's very scattered energy. And you and he is one of these people that, you know, how you feel very comfortable with somebody and you can just say anything you want to them and you know that it's safe and mm-hmm. that you know that person has your best interest in heart. He has that feeling about you. He's on the verge of change, but he's, you know, change is difficult for some people. Well, for a lot of people,
right.
It's difficult, you know, to get out of our comfort zone or to make a change in a different direction. And I think he just
yeah.
really wants to, he's pulling on your energy. He wants to run into you, talk to you. He's looking forward to seeing you.
Hmm.
And I picked that up in a couple more readings that I've done with you.
Yeah, I just, like, the last couple of nights, it's been dreams. I'm like, okay, I just
so
want
does
to
it
sleep.
Count.
Right. Well, I've been going. I've
think
been there.
You know, you'll see it. You'll see it. He's going to light up. He's going to say, okay. Ooh, there she is.
Yeah, well, he probably just needs to dump.
And he felt like it wasn't right to, he didn't reach out because he didn't know, he felt like you were going through a lot, and you have been going through a lot, so
yeah.
You're intuitive with each other, and he's careful, which I like.
Yeah, okay. Anything
okay.
with, okay, anything with work?
Okay.
Work.
Okay, they're going to communicate to you a new position, and this position carries more money, financial gain, it says, crossed by financial gain, and they've been thinking about it for a while, but they haven't communicated it. They're going to surprise you, and I got a six around that, and that's near future, so that could be 6 weeks.
Wonder what that's about. Okay.
It's a new opportunity. And it adds to your resume. It's a promotion. It's higher level than where you are now.
Okay, that's a weird one.
Okay.
Okay.
Keep me posted.
All right.
Okay.
Well, all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for
bye.
Participating with Spiritual Perception. We thank you. Okay. Here we go. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello, is this Daisy?
Hi.
Hi. I don't know what happened.
How are you?
I kept getting call failure. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Is there anything?
I kept getting call failure. I don't know if it was on the radio show side or what.
It must be.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. Well, I just went on Mercury's a very
retrograde.
Long drive and to Virginia, and I was wanting to know, my first question is if I got any tickets to look forward to, because I was driving somebody else's truck, and I went to go pick up something, and Virginia's a tricky state to drive in, that's for sure. But I just kind of wonder if I made it in and out of there without any tickets.
No, California's getting like that, too, with cameras at every intersection.
There's cameras, speed cameras.
Everywhere. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse because of all the violence and stuff. It says you don't have any problems.
Good. Good, because I definitely don't need that. Well,
no, you don't.
My next question is, I was wondering if you can take a look. This company sent me another test to take online, and I guess they're just so unorganized, and it says CRW. It's for that Army job, and I was wondering if I'm going to pass this test.
Okay.
Because I think it's a time test. You only have so much time to take it, and I just need to make sure. I guess maybe my question should be, is it the same test they gave to me a couple of months back? Because if it is, I've got the answers to that one.
Yeah, it's first card is success. So you will, you know, that, and that's a six of wands. That's also a personal victory. I think you it looks like you know the answers to this. And so this will get you another job.
Well, I hope
bringing
so.
More
it
money to you.
Well, it's only been a year. I've been waiting on this job for a year. So, you know, I mean, they've been coming back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And I'm like, and they said,
well,
we're waiting
on
a work order.
That's because we have not got this health insurance stuff taken care of. And there is a lot of chaos in the government. I mean, I don't even want to watch it. It's just so much complaining, backstabbing.
Just trying to get a
chaos,
regular,
right.
If I was to get a regular job, for this in the private sector, now they're trying to lowball you, and I'm like, I can't work for that. I'm sorry, I'm not in high school. You know, I said my credential is costing me $500 a year, and that's not including CEUs. I said, and if you guys aren't going to pick up that tab, I can't survive on what you want to pay me. Well, we don't know where you're getting your information. I said, I know where I'm getting information from. And I said, that's a low ball amount. I don't know who the hell you guys think you guys are. Can't offer that kind of money to somebody who's got credentials.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. And so,
yes, it
and
is.
Then, you know, and then they always want to know why I want to jump out of government. I said, well, take a look. You know, there's a lot of good reasons why I want to get out of government. And so,
you know, I hear this a lot working on Keene. You know, I deal a lot with corporate America, and I just cannot believe some of the stuff I'm hearing. And, I mean, it was a lot easier to work back in the day. Now it's
You know, like Texas corporations, they cut you dry. I mean, you don't get no – they get you get the bare minimum. If you're supposed to get paid on, like, let's say the 1st and the 15th, and the 15th falls on a Saturday, they're not paying you on Friday. They're going to keep the money until Monday and then pay you then. That's how
I know.
Texas is. And
I know,
like,
I hear this.
I hope the other states don't start following suit, because that will be bad.
I hear this. I hear this from people. And it's just very difficult out there today. But it looks like a change of luck for the better for you. It looks like that you are going to get a raise in your finances. And I think this.
What happened to this elevating and what about this higher position? I'm not being offered a higher position with this company that I know of.
Okay. Okay. Let's look at that. And believe me, this chaotic world is creating delays.
An elevated position.
You just got to hold on.
So far, I haven't gotten shit.
Keep speaking God's promises over yourself. That potential is still there. It is still there. I don't know why it hasn't happened yet, but it's going to happen.
Okay. Well, it's not going to
be
with this company, because they've already sent a letter, and they said, well, we can offer you part time.
Well, there's movement. I've got movement and change, and just like I said earlier, all these planets are pushing for change. So expect a better result. Okay, a better result.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, how's the fires there for you?
They're terrible. It's just been relentless smoke, and I'm very congested. But I just, you know, shut everything down.
But the fire
down.
Hasn't made it on your side yet, has it?
Thank God. No. Nope.
Fire hasn't gotten on your side.
This
good.
Is the worst in history for California. The worst in history.
Oh, I know. I look on the map, and it's like all we need is snow down the middle of the United States, and we'll have, you know, floods on one side, fire on the other, and snow in the middle. You know, I mean, the weather's just
okay,
crazy right
well
now.
I'm looking for the cave, all right.
Yeah.
You hang
yeah.
in there, and keep me posted, and God bless you. Thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions.
Okay, thanks, Daisy. Appreciate it.
No problem. God bless. Okay. So you see, it the world is chaotic. It is definitely uncomfortable right now for a lot of people, you know. But you just got to remember that God wants us to prosper. That's what you do. You run and grab these scriptures, 2 John 2, beloved, above all things, God wishes that we prosper and be in good health. He's, you know, and you got to tell yourself, I'm not going to look at this situation the way it is. I'm only going to believe God's word. I'm only going to believe him. We need to get rid of unbelief. Isaiah 45, verse 2 talks about unbelief. It is the basis of all sin. Sin is a reaction to unbelief. And I've been guilty of it myself. You know, it's just been, life's been, like, difficult. And I've seen times that I wanted to give up, throw in the towel, but I've learned here later in life that you really got to hang on. You got to hang on to believing in God. I want to close this program today, and I want to thank you, Jesus, for the seven places that you shed your blood. Number one, you shed your blood in the Garden of Gethsemane to redeem our will. You shed your blood at the whipping post to break the curse of sickness and disease from our life. The third place, the crown of thorns was placed on your brow to break the curse of poverty and release unto us God's blessings and abundance. Number four, your hands were pierced by nails to restore total dominion to the work of our hands. Number five, you were nailed to the cross to restore total dominion in our walk. The spear was put through your side, showing that you died from a broken heart and to heal broken hearts. And number seven, you bled on the inside when you were bruised to break every iniquity, the inner drive of sin, from our lives. And Jesus, we thank you right now, and we praise you, Almighty God, for the gift of your Son, Jesus. And we know that you're on the throne. He's seated at the right hand of power, and all dominion has been given to him over everything. So we know that the Holy Spirit is in the earth. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We embrace you to come into our lives to direct us and into abundant life in Jesus' name. I will notify everybody of the next show. I thank you for everybody that's participated. And I thank you for all who come and get fed by the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. We thank you, and we'll see you next month. God bless.